Okay, first, before we go to the fifth chapter, I must correct a mistake I made last week. Now, I said that in the Kama Vajra realm, 80 Viti Chetas can arise, and all Chetas can arise also, right? But that is not correct, because the resultants of Rupa Vajra and resultants of Arupa Vajra cannot arise in the Kama Vajra realm. So whether it is Viti consciousness or non-Viti consciousness, there are only 80 types of consciousness arising in the Kama Vajra realm, not 89. Okay, today we come to the fifth chapter. And the fifth chapter is called Viti Mutta Sangaha. So it primarily deals with what are called process-free or the consciousness that are out of Vitis. But actually, it will deal with the others also. So this chapter is divided into four sections. And the first section is the four planes of existence. The second, the four modes of patisandhi or rebirth linking. And the third is four kinds of karma. And the fourth, fourfold advent of death, or four kinds of death, and also patisandhi in the next life. And the first section deals with the planes of existence. So there are four, or in detail, there are 31 planes of existence. Now, these planes of existence are said to be, say, 31, and they are actually connected with types of consciousness. Now, you already know that some types of consciousness can arise in Kama Vajra realm, and some in Rupa Vajra, and some in Arupa Vajra. So, the the 31 planes of existence are, according to Abhidhamma, really existing, or they have objective experience. They are like houses, say, houses where we live. So beings are reborn in those planes, and when they are reborn in those planes, they are reborn with a certain type of resultant consciousness, which is called patisandhicitta. So not all patisandhicittas can arise in each and every plane of existence. So some are in some planes, there can be only one type of resultant consciousness, but in others there may be more than one. First, the planes of existence, 31 planes of existence, can be divided into four planes of existence, right?
189.
Oh, yes. Appaya, four. Kama Sugati, Rupa Vajra, and Arupa Vajra. So first, there are four, maybe we call divisions, four divisions of planes of existences. Appaya, Kama Sugati, rupa vajra and arupa vajra. Now the first four, number 1, 2, 3, 4, are called apaya. And we usually translate it as woeful states, because there is no happiness in those realms, and so they are called apaya. And there are different meanings given to the word apaya, and I think we just follow what is given in the manual. So apaya means devoid of happiness. In these realms, there can be very little happiness, very little comfort. Mostly, there is suffering, and so they are called apaya. It comes from apa and aya. Apa means no or devoid of, and aya means here happiness. So these are the states or realms where suffering predominates. And the first, there are altogether four of them, and they are 1, Niriya. Niriya is translated as hell. Again, Niriya and Abaya are pretty much the same. Ni and Aya. Ni here also is a negative sense. So, no happiness, where there is no happiness. This is the lowest of the 31 planes of existence. And those who do evil deeds are reborn in Niriya. So it is translated as hell. And for Buddhists, hell is not eternal. Hell is like a prison. So you commit some crime, and then you pay for that crime for some time in a prison, and then you can come out of the prison after the end of the sentence. So in the same way, a person who does akusala will be reborn in hell or any other apaya states, and then he will serve a term, a number of years. And then after that, he can escape, or he can be reborn as a human being or even as a deva. Because beings have kusala and store of kusala and akusala karma. Later on we'll study, when we study karma, we will understand that. And the karma that give results in this life, and the karma that give results in the next life, and the karma that gives results in the lives beginning with second, next life, and so on. So, one of these accumulated karma can help those who are born in hell and other three apaya realms to be reborn again as human beings or even as devas. So, hell in Buddhism is not eternal. It's also temporary, but that temporary may mean millions and millions of years. And Niriya is said to be situated in the earth. Now the earth is said to be of 24,000 yojanas. So the first 12,000 yojanas are, see, said to be iron. And above that is earth. So iron earth and earth. Something like that. So the Niriya is situated on the iron base of the earth. So Niriya is in the earth. Now when there are people who are swallowed up by the earth, like Devadatta, right? So it is said that Devadatta was swallowed by the earth, and then he went to hell. I mean, the lowest of the hell, which is Niriya. So Nirya has its own specific location. Now the other three, Tirachana Yoni, Pitti Visaya, and Asurakaya. Now you can get the English translation from the book, from the chat in the book. So Tirachana Yoni means animal kingdom. Pitti Visaya means Pedas. They are translated as hungry ghosts. And then Asurakaya, the host of Asura, they are also a kind of Peda, but they are differentiated here from the Pedas. So Pedas always suffer hunger and thirst, and it is said that they cannot get enough. So they are always hungry and they are always thirsty. And even though somebody may give them something to eat or to drink, as a result of their karma in the past, they may not become food for them or water for them. They may change into fire or something like that. So those are called Pedas. Those who have passed away, or those who are devoid of, again, happiness. And Asurakaya. Now, there are two kinds of Asuras. The God Asuras and Demon Asuras. So here, Demon Asuras are meant. They are like Pedas. But the difference is that sometimes they enjoy a kind of heaviness, and then at other times they suffer from they have different kind of sufferings. So those who are born as Asurakayas may not be so bad as Pedas and Tirachanas. Sometimes they enjoy, say, good things, and at other times they suffer. Now, there is another kind of Asuras, and they are called Deva Asuras. They are the enemies of Devas. In some discourses, you may find the fighting between Devas and Asuras. I think you're familiar with Dajaga Sutta. In the Dajaga Sutta, the Bena Sutta, it is mentioned that Devas and Asuras, they fight with each other. So the king of gods said to his followers that if you are afraid, just look up at my banner. And if you look at my banner, if you see my banner, then fear will go away. Something like that. But it is said that between Devas and Asuras fighting, there is no conqueror, no winner. Sometimes Devas win and sometimes Asuras win, and there was no killing. They just ran away. So that's a long story. I cannot tell you here. So these three belong to the Apaya, now four Apaya realms. So Tirachana Yoni, you already know, the animals. So animals have no special location, special place for them. So they will live with us, human beings. And the hungry ghosts also. Hungry ghosts also live on the same plane, on the same level as human beings. And Asurakayas also. So these three do not have any special location assigned for them. They just live with human beings. They live in the forests or in the villages and towns along with human beings. So these four realms are called four Apaya realms. So these are the four that are always full of suffering. And then along with the animal kingdom, Pedas and Asuras, there are Manusa. So Manusa means human beings. Now human beings are called Manusa because they have strong, sharp minds. The word Manusa, human, literally means those who have sharp or developed minds. Now, they have sharp or developed minds so that human beings can, if they are good, they can reach the stage of the Buddhahood. And if they are bad, they can do any of the heinous crimes and they can go down to the lowest Avijja hell. So human beings are those are capable of the best and the worst. And it is said that only a human being can become a Buddha. No Deva or no Brahma. So human beings live on this earth. That's okay. Then above the human beings, there are six realms of Devas. The first is called Chatu Maharajika. Chatu comes from Chatu, which is four, and Maharaja means great kings. So four great kings. Four great kings of four directions. They are celestial kings. Now, according to the commentaries, a world consists of four great islands or four great continents, and in the middle of these four great continents, there is what is called Mount Meru. Now, these four great kings guard each direction. See, for the east direction, there is one of the four great kings, and for the southern direction, another one, for the west, another, and for the north, there is another. So, for the east, there is the Datta Ratta. Now, you find those in the manual. For the south, there is Virulhaka. And for the west, there is Virupakka. And for the north, there is Kuvira or Visavana. And it is said that they are kings of Gandhavas, Kumbhandas, Nagas, and Yakas, respectively. Gandhavas are heavenly musicians or something like that, and Kumbhandas are another kind of spirits. And then Nagas, you know Nagas, snakes or dragons, and Yakas, they are also demons or spirits. So the place where these four great kings and their followers or their people, their spirits live is called Chatu Maharajika. And they live from the Mount of Meru up to the half of the height of Meru. Chatu Maharajika. Above them, there is Dawatingsa. Now, you are more familiar with Dawatingsa because it is the place where Buddha went and preached Abhidhamma. Now, Dawatingsa is explained to come from the word Chittensa, that means 33. So 33 people, when they were human beings, did service to the community. Say they made or repaired roads, they built rest houses, they helped people, and so as a result, they are reborn in the celestial world. And so they are where they were born is called Dawatinsa. So the word Chittensa changed to Dawatinsa, something like that. But the commentary said it's just a name. Because there are Dawatinsas in every world cycle, not only in this world, but in other world cycles also there are these 31 planes of existences. And so it is just the name of that place. Now, Dawatinsa heaven is situated on the top of Mount Meru. So the celestial mansions in the Dawatinsa heaven are situated on the mount itself and also in space. So they may be called both earth-bound and space-bound. But Jatu Maharajika gods are earth-bound, and human beings are also earth-bound. And then above Dawatinsa there is Yama. Yama is also said to mean of great happiness. And the divine king there is called Suyama. Now, Dawatinsa is a place where Saka lives, king of gods. So he lives in Dawatinsa. So now Yama. So the god king Suyama, the all divine king Suyama lives there. And above Yama there is Tusita. Tusita is also familiar to you because Buddha's mother, right? After giving birth to, 7 days after giving birth to Prince Siddhartha, Buddha's mother died and she was reborn as a male deity in Tusita heaven. And Tusita is said to be the best of the six celestial realms because bodhisattvas always are reborn in Tusita heaven before they came down to the human world or before they are reborn as human beings said to become Buddhas. So Tusita heaven is like a Dhamma place for devas. So many people aspired or make wishes, say, to be reborn in Tusita heaven so that they can listen to the Dhamma preached by the bodhisattvas there. You remember the story of Dhammika, a man called Dhammika, when he was about to die, the deities came to him and asked him, say, to go to their respective realms. Then he asked, well, which is good? And then people with him says, Tusita is good. So he said, may this garland be attached to the chariot from Tusita heaven. And so the garland was hanging from the chariot from Tusita heaven. So Tusita is a good place to go to. And then next is Nimmana Reddhi. Now Nimmana means creation and Reddhi means delight. So that means delighting in one's own creation. That means when they want to enjoy, they create enjoyment for themselves and then enjoy them. So if you want to enjoy something, you don't have to go to other people. So you just create that enjoyment and enjoy it. So they are called nimana reti. So they have the power to create objects of sensual enjoyment just by thought. And then the sixth, the uppermost of the six deva realms is para nimitta vasa vatti. Para means others. Nimitta means created. So para nimitta means created by others. Vasa vatti means making others follow their wish or something like that. That means they have control over. So they have control over what are created by others. Now here, in the manual, it is said, the gods of the Paranimitta Vasavati realm cannot create such objects themselves. But that is not correct. Actually, it means that they do not create themselves for them to enjoy. They let other people, their followers, or their subordinates, to create for them. So I think it is not that they cannot create themselves. But they don't bother to create, or they don't want to make effort to create themselves. But they let other people create for them. Yeah. So these number five and number six are different. Yeah? Number five devas, they create for themselves, but number six devas, they are more lazy. They don't create for themselves, but they let other gods, the lesser gods, create for them. And it is said that lesser gods always know what is in their minds, in the minds of those who are to enjoy. So accordingly, they enjoy for them what they like. Like, if you are a cook, and you have been serving a person for some time, you know that this person likes this kind of food or that kind of food. And so you cook. Even though that person may not say to you anything, you may cook the food he likes. So in the same way, these devas, the subordinate devas, know, they have been with those devas for a long time, and so they know what these devas like, and so they create sensual things for them. And so these devas, paranimitta vasavati devas, enjoy them. So now these six celestial realms are called just six deva realms, deva loka. Now, if you look at the chart, on the left-hand side, first we see the word earth, right? So the earth means they are situated on the earth. So Tao Tensa itself is also situated on the earth because it is situated on top of Mount Meru. And then to the left, we get Apaya 4, and then the other box, Kama Sukati. Now Kama Sukati begins with what? Manusa, right? Human beings. So human beings and six deva realms, altogether seven, are called Kama Sugati. They are happy destinations. Sugati means happy destinations. Kati means something to go to. So a place or a realm to go to. That's called Kati. So there are seven Kama Sugati realms. Manosa. Human realm is also called Sukati, happy realms, because there can be a lot of happiness compared with the four Abaya realms. Manusa realm is much better. And compared with Manosa, Chatumaragatikas are better, and so on and so on. So, four Apaya realms plus seven Kama Sukhati realms. Altogether, 11. So they are called Kama Vajra realms. So there are 11 Kama Vajra realms. Four are Apaya realms, or woeful states, and seven are happy destinies, happy destinations, Kama Sukhati. Then, above the, beginning with Yama, Yama, Tusita, Nimana, Redi, Paranimita, Vasavati, they are situated in space, or in air. So they may be, the mentions there may be floating here and there. So above them, there are Brahma realms. First, there are Rupa Vajra Brahma realms. Now, Rupa Vajra Brahma realms are from number 1 to number 16. The first three, Brahma Parisajja, Brahma Purohita, Mahabrahma. These are three realms. These three realms are situated on one plane, on the same plane. So they are put here on one line. Brahma Parisajja, one realm. Brahma Purohita, another realm. Mahabrahma, yet another realm. Now, Brahma Parisajja. Parisajja means what? Retinue. How is it mentioned here? Brahma's retinue, right? Parisajja comes from Parisa, which means audience or something like that. And Brahma Purohita. Purohita means a minister. So Brahma ministers, and Mahabrahma is a great Brahma. Now these three are situated on one plane. They are situated in space. And then above them, another three. Parittabha, Appamanabha, Appamanabha. And then the number six, Abhasara. Now you put na there, Appamanabha. Parittabha. Abha means radiance or luster. And Parita means little. So minor luster. Appamana means infinite, measureless. Appamanabha, so infinite luster. And Abhasara means radiant. So radiant luster. Maybe these Brahmas are always bright beings. These three also on one plane. And then next plane, three realms, Parita Subha, Appamana Subha, Subakinha. Now, Parita Subha, minor aura. Here also it's a radiance. And Appamana Subha, infinite aura. And Subakinha, steady aura. Subha means good. And Kinha means endowed with, or something like that. So Subakinha. is translated as steady aura. So there are also three realms. Now, we get now nine, right? And then above them, there are two. Number 10, Vihapala, and number 11, Asanyasatta. Now, Vihapala is translated as great reward. Viha means great, and pala means result or reward. So, Vihapala. And number 11 is Asanyasatta, mindless beings. Here, sanya means mind, not just sanya, not just perception. So, those without mind are called asanya satta. The realm of them or the abode of them is called asanya satta bhumi. Now, above them, there are five realms that are called Suddha Vasa. You see the word on the chart. Suddha Vasa. Suddha means pure. Avasa means a house or an abode. So Suddha Vasa means the abode of pure beings. The realm of pure beings. They are pure because they are all what? Anagamis. So, only anagamis are born in these five pure abodes. And their names are, the first one, Aviha. How are they translated? Durable. Durable abode. Viha means to forsake. So aviha means not forsaking. So durable. Aviha. Attaba serene. Attaba really means cannot be satisfied. Suddhasa, good look. Suddhasi, having a clear sight. And Akaneta, highest pure abode. Akaneta means not young or not little. So that means great or highest. So these are the five realms where only anagamis are reborn. So now we get 16 Rupa Vajra realms. And the first three are called first jhana realms. And second three are called second jhana realms. And third jhana realms. And then number 10, Vihapala. Number 11, Asanyasatta. And the five Sodavasas are called fourth jhana realms. So the 16 Rupa Vajra realms are divided into four jhana realms. First jhana realm, second, third, fourth jhana realms. Here we follow the fourfold method, not fivefold method. Now later on, in the next section, say we'll study who are reborn in those realms and with which Patisanticetas. Now we come to the last four that are Arupa Vajra realms. So matterless beings, immaterial beings, or mind-only beings. The first one is Akasa Nancha Yatana Ram. And the second, Vinya Nancha Yatana Ram. Third, Akinchanya Yatana Ram. And fourth, Nivasanya Nasanya Yatana Ram. So there is no matter, no physical body in those realms, and only mind, only citta and citta-sika arising and disappearing in those four realms. Although they are only cittas and citta-sikas, they need some kind of a location. That's why they are situated, say, high above the Sotavasa realm. So their realms are higher than Sotavasa. So this way we get altogether 31 bhumis or 31 planes of existence. So how many are apaya realms? 4. And then kama sugati realm? 7. Then abaya 4 and kama sugati 7 altogether 11. Kama vajra realm. So when we say kama vajra realm, we mean 4 abhayas, 1 human, and 6 devas. And then the others are called Brahma realms. And they are divided into 2, Rupa and Arupa Brahmas. And Rupa Brahmas are divided into 4. First jhana Brahmas, second, third, and fourth jhana Brahma or fourth jhana realms. And fourth jhana realms, there are 3, right? Vihapala, Asanyasada, and Sudhavasas. Oh, now, Vihapala and Asanyasada also are situated on the same plane. That's why they are put together. And then Aviha, Adabha, and so on, one above the other. And then the last, the 4 Arupa Vajra realms. And so altogether we get 31 planes of existences. And these planes are always connected with some kind of citta or consciousness. Now we have learned how many cittas can arise in, say, these realms. Now, we have studied the individuals. There are 12 individuals, right? Yeah. So now we will study how many individuals can be reborn in which realms. Now you look at the last sheet, see, handed out today, called Planes and Individuals. It is customary in Burma to understand how many individuals can be reborn in how many realms. And so when we add all them up, we get 214 individuals. So we'll have to find out these 214. Now, first, the abbreviations on top, DASA and so on. So you know what DA means? Yes, yeah? Dugati Ahetuka, right? SA Sugati Ahetuka. DV Dvihetuka. TI Dhetuka. Actually, Dhetuka Putujana. SOM Sotabadi Maga. And then Sotabadi Maga means Sotabadi Magata. And Sotabadi Phala means Sotabadi Phalata. Then Sagadagami Magata, Sagadagami Phalata. Anagami Magata, Anagami Phalata. Arahata Magata, Arahata Phalata. So 12 individuals. So we will find out where these individuals can be reborn. Now in the Nirya, only one kind of individual can be reborn, and that is Dugati Ahituka. In the next section, we will learn with what cheda they take patisanti in Nirya. And then second one, Tirachana Yoni also, only one dukati ahetuka. Piti visya also one, asurakaya also one, dukati ahetuka. So one in each four woeful states, and so we get four individuals. And then human realm. In the human realm, how many individuals can be reborn? 11, except Dugadi Ahituka. Since they are Dugadi, they don't belong to human realm. Okay, in human realm, 11 individuals, that means 12 except the first, Dugadi Ahituka can be reborn. So we get 11 individuals. And then in the Chatu Maharajika, the first Deva realm also, Sugadi Ahituka and so on. And then in Tavatinsa realm, how many? 10 only. There can be no Ahituka individuals reborn in these realms. So Dvihetuka, Dihetuka, and eight noble persons. And Yama, 10, Tusita, 10, Nimanaradi, 10, Paranimita Vasavati, 10. So in the five above realms, Deva realms, in each of them only 10 individuals can be reborn. So no Dukati Ahituka and Sukati Ahituka. But in human beings and in Chatu Maharajika, Sukati Ahituka can be reborn. So we'll find them later in the second section. Now, first Jhana 3. Brahma Parisaja, Brahma Burohita, and Mahabrahma. So first Jhana 3, in those realms, how many individuals can be reborn? No Dvihetuka, right? So no Ahituka and no Dvihetuka. Only Tihetuka individuals are reborn. So how many? 9. 9 multiplied by 3, we get 27. And then second Jhana 3 also, 9 individuals. Third Jhana 3 also, 9 individuals. And then we have Pala. 9 individuals, the same. So first, second, third, Jhana, planes, and we have Pala. They have the same number of individuals. But Asanya Sada, only one, and that is Sugati Ahituka. we are finding Ahituka person among Brahmas. Because it is just Rupa, right? So there are no Hetus. Not only Hetus, all Chetas and Chetasikas. So they fall under the head Sugati Ahituka because they belong to Sugati. And because they have no Hetu, so they are called Sugati Ahituka. One kind of Brahma is called an Ahituka person. And then Sotavasa 5. Only 3 can be reborn there. They are Anagami, Palata, Arahata Magatha, and Arahata Palata. Because one must become an anagami here, right? And then when he is reborn in the Sotavasa realms, he is already an anagami. And then he can become arahant there. But we must not misunderstand that arahant can be reborn there. Although we say there are 3 individuals in Sotavasa realm, we mean they can be there. So an anagami, dying from, say, Kamavajra realm, is reborn in Sotavasa realm. So he is an Anagami Palata there. And then he practices meditation, and he becomes an Arahant. So at the moment of Arhata Magga, he is Magatha person, and from the moment of Arahata Pala, he is Arahata Pala person. He is an Arahant. So when we say there can be three individuals in Sotavasa, we do not mean that they can be reborn, because Arahant is not reborn anywhere. And then for Arupa Vajra, no Dugadi Ahiduka, no Sugadi Ahiduka, no Dviheduka, only Dihedukas. And then one is missing, Sotapatti Magga. So there can be no Sotapatti Magga person in Arupa Vajra realm. I think you remember that. Huh? Why? Yeah, he has no ears. So he must hear some instruction from a Buddha or from a teacher so that he can practice meditation and become enlightened. So after becoming a Sotapanna, he can be reborn there, and during there he can attain higher stages of enlightenment. So no Sotapatti Magga, so seven noble persons and one Dihetuka Puttojana. So altogether, how many persons? Eight persons. So eight multiplied by four, 32. Now, if you add up all those numbers on the right-hand column, so you get 214 individuals. So in Burma, we have to be able to say there are 214 individuals. Actually, you multiply the individuals that can be reborn in some realms with the number of realms, and then you add up all together and you get 214 individuals. So not all 12 individuals can be reborn in any one of these states, any one of these realms. So the most is only 11, right? Human realm and Chatu Maharajika realm. So in those realms there can be 11 individuals, but in others some 10, some 9, some 1, some 3, some 8, some 1. Yes. Now in the chart, you see the Y's and K's, right? If you're a computer person, you may wonder how many K's there are and how we are. Ram and so on. Now, let's go to these lifespan, right? And later we'll go back to the rebirth linking chetas, because it is in the chart here, and so we'll study the lifespan of each ram. Now, Niriya, there is no age limit, no fixed lifespan. So when a person is reborn in Niriya, he suffers there according to his own karma. If his karma is very bad, he may suffer there long. If his karma is not so bad, he suffers there not so long. So there is no fixed lifespan for Niriya, and also for animal kingdom, for Vedas and for Asuras, and also for human beings. It is said that human beings can live thousands and thousands of years, or they may live only for 10 years. So human lifespan, the the lowest of the human lifespan is 10 years, and the highest is incalculable. So that means human beings also may live for thousands of years. And the present time or present stage, it is believed that the human lifespan is 100 years. So it may be a little more or less. So for four woeful states, and for human beings, there is no age limit. So we cannot say that the lifespan of human being is just this or that. So they vary with time. But from Chatumaharajika onwards, there is a fixed lifespan. So it is said that the lifespan of Chatumaharajika devas is how many years? 9 million years. That means 9 million human years. So in the chat I put only human years. Now if you want to put celestial years, you may write down the celestial years on the left side of each one. First, let's go first for human years. So for Chatumaharajika, there are 9 million human years. So their lifespan is 9 million. And for Tao Tingsa, you multiply by 4. So 36 million human years. And for Yamas, 144 human years. For Dusita, 576 million human years. For Nemana Reddy gods, how do we say? 2,304 million years. And for Paranimitta Vasavadi gods, 9,216 human years. That is human years. Then what about celestial years? You can see those numbers on page 197. So you may write the numbers in the chat on the left hand side of the names. For Chatumaharajika's 500 celestial years. And for Tao Tingsa, 1,000. And for Yama, 2,000. For Dusita, 4,000. For Nimana Reddy, 8,000. And for Paranimitta Vasavati, 16,000 celestial years. So they are different. As to human years, see, Chatumaharajika live for 9 million years. But although by human reckoning it is 9 million years, by their reckoning it is only 500 years. And for Tao Tingsa, by human reckoning, 36 million years, but by their own reckoning, only 1,000 years. So, now you see, human years multiplied by 4, right? But in celestial years, multiplied by only 2. Why? Now, it is a little tricky. The lifespan of Chatumaharajika devas are 500, right? And then for Tao Tingsa, it is said 1,000. Now, 1,000 is by Tao Tingsa reckoning, not by Chatumaharajika reckoning. So by Chatumaharajika reckoning, it may be 2,000 years. 2,000 Chatumaharajika years equal 1,000 Dawa Dingsa years. That is why they are multiplied by 2 and not by 4 when we come to this. The duration of say, a day, a year, and so on are different. Now, it is said that one day in Chatu Maharajikas is for human beings 50 years. And it is taken that there are 30 days in a month and 360 days in a year. So if you multiply those, you get 99 million years. So when we multiply the lifespan of the upper Deva realms, if we are using human years, we multiply by 4. But if we use celestial years, we multiply by 2. And that means, say, one day in Tao Dingsa heaven is twice as long as one day in Chatu Maharajika realm, and so on. Now, later on, you'll get these handouts. So one day in Chatu Maharajika is 50 years in human beings. So 30 days in Chatu Maharajika is 1,500 human years. 360 days or 1 year for Chatu Maharajikas is 18,000 human years. And 500 years for Chatu Maharajika is 9 million years, and so on. These are for 6 celestial realms, right? So for Chatu Maharajika, 9 million, and for Tawa Dingsa, 36 million, and so on. And if we take the celestial years, then 500 for Chatu Maharajikas and 1,000 for Tawa Dingsa and so on, multiplied by 2 here. And then the Brahma Parisaja, 1/3 K. K means Kappa. Kappa means world. The Pali word for world is Kappa. World means a duration. So that is 1/3 Kappa, 1/3 world cycle. And for the Brahma Purohitas, 1/2 world cycle. And for Mahabrahma, 1 Kappa, 1 world cycle. And then for Paritabha, 2 Kappas. For Apamanabha, 4 Kappas. For Abhasara, 8 Kappas. So twice as much as the lower one. Now, for Parita Subha, 16, Apamana Subha, 32, and Subha Kena, 64 Kappas. But for Vihapala, there are 500 Kappas. And Asanyasadas also, 500 Kappas. And then for Aviha, that is first of the Suddhavasas, 100 Kappas. Attaba, 1,000 Kappas. Attaba, 2,000. Sudasa, 4,000. Sudasi, 8,000. Akanetha, 16,000 Kappas. 16,000 world cycles. And for Akasa Nanja Yatana, 20,000. Vinyana Nanja Yatana, 40,000. Akinchanya Yatana, 60,000. And Nivasanya Nasanya Yatana, 84,000 Kappas. So once you are reborn there, you'll be there for a long, long time. So you will not get out of samsara for a long, long time. That is why I said, you become a Sakadagami and you are reborn as a deva, and then you come back to a human being and you get out of samsara. But if you are reborn in Sotavasa heaven, you'll be there 1,000 world cycles. And if you don't get become an arahant there, you'll go up to Adaba and then Sudasa, Sudasi, Akaneta. If you go that way, you will be in the samsara for a long, long time. Much, much longer than a Sagadagami would. Okay, now, there is one problem here. I put only keys there, right? No differentiation between the first three and the others. Actually, there must be, the keys must be different. Now, in order to understand this, we must understand how the world is destroyed, how the world comes to destruction. Now, the world comes to destruction by three causes: fire, water, and wind. When the world is destroyed by fire, it destroyed including the first three jhana realms. And when the world is destroyed by water, another three. And when the world is destroyed by wind or air, yet another three. Now, the first three, okay, when does the world come to destruction? There are four periods in the life of one world. Now, say, disintegrating period, and then staying destroyed, that is one period, and then forming or evolving, right? That is one period, and then static, one period. There are four periods in one world cycle. Now, the world, let's say the world is come to destruction. So for a long time, it does not become destroyed in just one day or 1 month or whatever. It takes a long time. So the world is first, say, destroyed. And then after that, it stays in that condition for another period, being destroyed or having destroyed, and the destroyed stage. And then after that, the world, a new world comes to be formed. So that formation period is also one period, many, many years. And then the last period is where beings arise. So there are these four periods in one world cycle. Now, it is said that when the world is destroyed by fire, it destroyed also up to the three Brahma realms. That means these three Brahma realms do not last for one whole kabba, right? There are four segments in one kabba, one full kabba. And after the end of, say, one segment, the world is destroyed. So, the first three realms do not last for the whole kabba, for the whole segment. So, the keys or the kappas for these, Brahma, Parisaja, and so on, cannot be what is called Mahakabba. So they are smaller kappas or shorter kappas. So the shorter kappas are called asankhya kappa, incalculable kappas, incalculable world cycles. But beginning with number four, Paritabha, Ki means Mahakappa. So we must understand that there are actually three kinds of kappas. Now you know too what? Mahakappa and Asang Kheya Kappa, right? Yeah. Now there is another kappa you have to understand, and that is called Antara Kappa. Antara Kappa means interim kappa. Interim kappa means, let's say, human beings live for 10 years. Then from 10 years, their lifespan will increase until it reaches, say, asankhya, incalculable years. And then from there, it comes down again, down to 10 years. So that period is called, that period from 10 to incalculable years, and then from incalculable years to 10 years. So that period is called Antara Kappa. So that may be a long, long time. The human beings now live for 100 years, and then they may live for 80 years, 50 years, and so on, 10 years. And then, the lifespan will increase and so on. So one up and down period is called Antara Kappa. 64 of these Antara Kappas make one Asankhya Kappa, one incalculable Kappa. And four incalculable Kappas make one Mahakappa. Right? So there are three Kappas, Antara Kappa, Asankhya Kappa, and Mahakappa. Something different? Now, I follow the general opinion of teachers. There are some teachers who said only 20 kappas, and 20 Antara kappas are not 64. But I think 64 is the common opinion of teachers. So we follow that. So 64 Antara Kappas make one Asankhya Kappa, and four Asankhya Kappa make one Mahakappa. Now, the world is destroyed and also formed again during the period of Asankhya Kappa. So the first three do not last for the whole Mahakappa, cannot last for the whole Mahakappa. That is why the kappa there, for them, for number one, two, and three, cannot be Mahakappa. So it is taken to mean Asankhya Kappa. So the lifespan of Brahma Parisaja is one third of Asankhya Kappa, incalculable Kappa. And the lifespan of Brahma Purohita is half of incalculable Kappa, and of Mahabrahma is one incalculable Kappa. But with Paritabha and so on, they can exist for the whole Mahakappa, and so their Ki means Mahakappa. Now this is the interpretation given in the sub-commentaries. Even the commentary did not say anything about that. And the lifespan of these realms can be found in Vibhanga, of the second book of Abhidhamma. The last chapter of the second book of Abhidhamma. So they are given there. But it is just that of one third of Kappa, half of Kappa, one Kappa, two Kappas, and so on. But since we understand that when the world is destroyed by fire, it includes the first three realms. We know that they cannot last for the whole duration of Mahakabha. So the teachers make this compromise or something like that. So for the first three, the Kabha means not Mahakabha, but Asankhya Kabha. But for the others, up to Nevasanya, Nasanya, Yatana, Kabha means Mahakabha. Now, when the world is destroyed, it can be destroyed by three causes, right? Fire, water, and air. And there is a sequence in the world being destroyed by these three causes. So, it is destroyed by fire for seven times. And in the eighth time, it is destroyed by water. And then again, another seven times by fire. And then, now 16th. 16th time by water. And then another seven times by fire. 24th by water. Another seven times by fire. 32nd by water. Another seven times by fire, 40th, by water. Another seven times by fire, 48th, by water. Another seven times by fire, and the 56th time by water. Then 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63. So 63rd time by fire. And when it comes to the 64th time, it is destroyed by air or wind. So there are 64 times, 64 kabhas. So the first time by fire, up to seventh time by fire, eighth time by wind, by water, ninth, tenth, up to 15th time by fire, 16th time by water, and so on. So seven times by fire, every eighth time by water, and the 64th time by air or by wind. So that is how the world is destroyed. And there are many other things to know. Okay. And there are distances. Although they are not mentioned, not explained or mentioned in the texts and even in the some of the commentaries, the sub-commentaries and others have this distance between different realms. So it is just for your information. You may or may not take it. So... The distances are in yojanas. So, and we have always this uncertainty about yojanas. How long is one yojana, right? So according to one book, one yojana is about 13 miles, say between 12 and 13 miles. But nowadays, people take a yojana to be of 8 miles. Now there are cities in India, and there is a city called Rajagaha. You're familiar with Rajagaha. And there is a city called Nalanda. So in the commentaries it is said that Rajagaha and Nalanda are one yojana apart. And now it is about 8 miles. So a yojana is taken to be about 8 miles. Or if you want to take, if you want to make more bigger numbers, well, we may say a yojana is 12 and a half miles or 13 miles. Okay, so the distances are in yojanas. And now, as I said before, the earth has two layers. the earth Batavi, Batavi means earth. Earth Batavi and iron Batavi. So the lowest one is, lower one is iron Batavi, and the upper one is earth Batavi. And on that, on the iron Batavi, from beginning with the iron Batavi, are situated eight great hells. So there is not one hell. There are eight great hells, and there are many other smaller hells around them. And so in the manual, you'll find that there are 168 hells, maybe even more. So they are called, hells are called number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Sanjiva, Kalasutta, Sanghata, Roruva, Maharoruva, Tabana, Mahatabana, and Avici. Now you are familiar with Avici, right? Who went down to Avici? Devadatta, yes. So we are always familiar with Avici. And sometimes, if we want to say something very bad about a person, we say, you are going to Avici. And so, they are 15,000 yojanas apart. So we begin from Avici and go up. And then, human realm, so there's zero yojana because we are on human realm. And then the distance between human realm and Chatu Maharajika realm is 42,000 yojanas. And then with Tower Dingsa, 84,000. From human realm to Yama, 126,000, and so on and so on. So there is no way of proving or disproving these distances. But they are all mentioned in, especially in Burma, in Burmese books, and they are based on the commentaries and also some minor works in Pali. Okay, I want to give you one problem. Now, we learned that 500 years of Chatu Maharajika lifespan, right? For Chatu Maharajika gods, their lifespan is 500 years, 500 celestial years. And for Tower Dingsa, 1,000 years. But that 1,000 is by Tower Dingsa reckoning. So by Chatu Maharajika reckoning, how many will be? I want you to find it out. Now you know what you have to do. 500 celestial years for Chatu Maharajika and 1,000 celestial years for Tower Dingsa, right? Now, if we reckon 1,000 for Tower Dingsa by Chatu Maharajika lifespan, how many years of Chatu Maharajika will be equal to 1,000 Tower Dingsa? Now, 1,000 Tower Dingsa, right? So, 1,000 for Tower Dingsa means 2,000 for Chatu Maharajikas, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, 2,000 for Yamas is 4,000 for Tower Dingsas. And so, 8,000 for Chatu Maharajika and so on, right? This has never been done. I just got the idea there today. So I want to check with you also. So please make a chart. And then we will check your chart with my chart. Because mathematics is not my subject. Now you know what to do, right? Yeah. So we want to know, say, the lifespan of Tawa Dingsa by Chatu Maharajika standard. Like we say, the lifespan of Chatu Maharajika is 9 million years by human reckoning, right? So I want to know the lifespan of Tawa Dingsa by Chatu Maharajika reckoning, and Yama reckoning, Tusita reckoning, Nimanarati reckoning, Paratimita Vasavati reckoning. Okay. Stop here. There is a chart of the 31 planes made in Malaysia.
Huh? You have one extra one.
Yeah.